Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to What Is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show where we are making this world a polite place to live, one person at a time. We cover topics ranging from acts of kindness to handling pet peeves. If you are listening live, call 347-324-3295. And here are your hosts, HR and customer service expert, Miss Denise, an etiquette and image expert, speaker and author, also known as the Etiquette Lady, Miss Donna.
Well, good evening, happy Sunday, and welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show. Today is Sunday, December 16, 2012, and we are broadcasting live from Atlanta, Georgia. I'm Miss Donna, also known as the Etiquette Lady.
And good evening, everyone. My name is Miss Denise, and I'm the HR Lady. How are you, Donna?
I'm doing well, Denise. What about yourself?
Doing great. It's raining in Atlanta, though.
It is, and we've had rain pretty much all day, huh? But I like to call it liquid sunshine. How about that?
Oh, great. That's wonderful. That's a wonderful word. Keep it positive,
okay.
Right?
All right. Well, guys, thank you so much for joining us today. We are going to continue our discussion about how to keep yourself safe while shopping. And we're going to give you some gift-giving ideas, and we've got a really good show for you this afternoon. But since the name of our show is What is Etiquette Anyway?, we want to answer that question. Etiquette is just simply a fancy word, if you will, for manners. It comes from an old French word meaning ticket. It later came to mean a prescribed routine, especially of court behavior, and of course, Charles I and II of England copied the rules of etiquette from the French court. And these rules became requirements of behavior everywhere. So we are certainly grateful to Charles I and II for that. Well, once again, we are going to talk about shopping during the holidays, shopping etiquette. We're also going to talk about keeping yourself safe. And, of course, last week we spoke with security specialist Lonnie from Michigan, who gave us some important safety tips to follow during this busy season. And he is back this evening to give us some additional advice when it comes to also securing your home. When you're, you know, many of you are going to be traveling during this time. So, you know, we want to be as informative as we can be. You know, we talk about, you know, how to be considerate and kind and so on and so forth. And we also want to talk about how to keep yourself safe. Lonnie, are you there?
I am.
How are you?
I'm well. And how are you guys doing?
Well, I'm doing well. And how about you, Denise?
I'm doing wonderful as well. Thank you, Lonnie. How are you doing today? Glad
Great.
You're back with us.
Oh, yes. I decided I need to kind of bounce back on your show and just kind of recap a few things. And thanks for having me back, as a matter of fact. And I won't take up too much of your time this week.
Well, actually, you know, we this is such an important topic that, you know, we really don't discuss nearly as much as it really should be covered. And because I know that during the season, you know, people are happy and giddy and excited about, you know, out bouncing around shopping. And a lot of times they let their guards down. So I remember last week one of the things that you told us is that this is also a happy, giddy time for the criminals and crooks. And remember, you're saying you really don't want to scare people, but you want to certainly make them aware of what's going on. So if you would just kind of do a recap, I know you were talking about such things as, you know, when we go out shopping, how to carry our purse, you know, where to put our packages and so on and so forth. So if you could just do a recap. And then also last week we had some emails that we did not have an opportunity to get to at all. So we really want to go ahead and go to those after you recap. So if you would, we'll start there with you just kind of recapping. And for those who were unable to join us on last week, we're going to kind of bring you up to speed of what we talked about. So, Lonnie, we'll just go to you.
Okay, well, let's do a really quick recap of what we covered last week. And one of those things was when you're shopping at the mall, you should try to shop when the mall is less crowded. And I know we're getting down to crunch time, but if you haven't done your shopping, go ahead and use the next couple of days. Try to avoid that weekend rush. And, of course, as we spoke of last week, you don't want to, for all females, don't dangle your handbag from your shoulder, because what you're doing is creating a perfect setup for a purse snatcher. Keep your purse tucked tightly under your arm, or better yet, don't even carry a purse. You know, wear a fanny pack. If you use pockets, put your checkbook, cash, or credit cards in your front pockets, and try to limit the amount of cash that you actually carry on your body. Something I don't have to tell you is don't go out in public during this time of year and flash large sums of money, because you never know who's watching. You want, and again, as you shop, you want to consolidate as many packages as you can. So that being said, make as many trips to your car to deposit those packages in your trunk as necessary. Don't try to, you know, take a shopping cart, pile all these gifts up in your shopping cart, and then roll them out to your car. Try to just kind of work in phases. Do a little shopping, couple gifts, put in your trunk, so on and so forth. You can't allow yourself to be burdened down with all these packages, because what you're actually doing is making yourself a target. And as we spoke of last week in the parking lot, you want to always park where there's plenty of light, not just around your car, but from to and from the store entrances. You want to make sure it's well lit. And, of course, once you've parked your car, you want to familiarize yourself with the location, so you're not walking around in the parking lot trying to find your vehicle. So look for a lamp prior to going inside the store. After you park, look for landmarks so you know exactly where you're going. And I think I mentioned it last week, you know, the security guards and the security officers at these malls are obligated to escort you to your car. So if you feel unsafe, request an escort to your vehicle. And, of course, don't have to tell you, keep your car locked at all times. Sometimes, again, we get in a hurry, and we're running, and we're rushing. Get out of the car, and instead of hitting that little lock button on your remote, we just take off, okay? And when you get back, there's a surprise where you don't have your packages. One other thing to keep in mind, make sure you have your keys in your hand before you go to your car. So prior to leaving the store, have your keys in your hand and walk with authority, like you're confident in yourself. You don't want to make yourself look like a target. And remember, and I think I covered this last week as well, when you put your packages in your vehicle, if you're going back into the store and you're changing store locations where you shop, it's okay to move your car. Move your car from different locations, from spot to spot to spot. Don't want to, you know, you don't know who's looking. So that's the key. And I think that pretty much sums up what we talked about last week.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yes, it does. Thank you for that. And Denise, going to go ahead and go to you because I know there were a couple of emails that we did not have an opportunity to address. So we'll just go ahead and go with to you for.
Well, this email you already touched on, Lonnie, but the reader or the listener says, "Dear ladies, I have two daughters who love to shop with their friends. Can you give them some tips on when to use cash versus debit cards, and should they use their debit card PIN numbers versus credit?" And this comes from Barbara in Houston, Texas.
Well, as you know, sometimes your debit card, and again, you don't know who's looking. My advice during the Christmas seasons and while you're shopping, try to avoid using your debit card. And again, as I spoke of earlier, I said make sure you carry as little cash as possible. So if you utilize your credit card, that's probably your best bet during this time of year. If your card is taken or stolen, it's easy to make that phone call to cancel that credit card. So my advice to especially young teenagers and younger folk is to utilize the credit card. That's it's probably your best bet during this time of year because you got a lot of eyeballs looking. You're trying to put that PIN number in, and you, once again, you become a target. And we know how our kids are. Oftentimes they lose track of what's going on. They got that phone stuck in their ear, and they're just doing their thing. Matter of fact, they're putting their PIN number in while they're talking, got another conversation going. So my advice to all is during this time of year, utilize your credit card. And again, if it's compromised or if it's stolen, then all you have to do is hit those digits, call the credit card company, cancel that card.
Mm-hmm. What about using your debit card? You have an option of using your debit card as credit. Now, they ask you, would you like to use it as debit or credit? What about just saying, you know, I'd like to use this as credit, because then you have to sign for it, correct, and you're not putting in your actual PIN?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. And you mentioned you mentioned a lot of the kids having their phone in their ear, and that's true. And not just the kids, but a lot of adults do that too. And let me say that that's not very polite to do that as you are checking out at the cash rep. You don't want to be rude. And even in some stores, they have please refrain from using your cell phone. You wouldn't think they'd have to put that up, but it is an issue. So, you know, when you get up to the line, at least let whoever you're talking to on the phone or texting or whatever, let them know that you will call them right back because you're in line being waited on. So, again, we want to talk about how we be polite as well.
Very good.
Denise, did you have another one you wanted to cover at this time, or shall we go
this
ahead
one,
and
no,
go
this
ahead.
One is from a lady who's talking about safety and some tips. It says, "Dear ladies, thank you so much for your show. I am so happy you are talking about safety while shopping. I wanted to share with you a couple of my safety tips." And it says, "I always park my car close to the door, and if I leave my purse in the car, actually what I do is I put it in the trunk even before I arrive at my destination to shop. And that way I feel better about being safe in terms of people not seeing me put my purse in the trunk. Just wanted to say thanks. This comes from Lisa in Lithonia, Georgia."
Great. Thank you for sharing that. That is a good idea. As Lonnie has mentioned, you know, just don't even carry your purse if you can avoid
it. I was going to say that if you can avoid it, leave your purse at home and just take what you need to do your shopping. And again, if you're, let's say, these crooks are good. If they do pop your trunk, now they've got not only your packages, but they have your purse, your identification, and so on. So, you know, if at all possible, leave those items at home.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then mentioning at home, let's talk too. A lot of people are going to be traveling or are traveling during this holiday season. We can just take a couple minutes to tell the listeners what are some home safeties before they leave their home. What are some of the things they should be concerned about, making sure that their home remains safe?
Well, there's only a few things I generally when I give my little presentations in that I generally just tag a few things. Going to be leaving the home. First of all, you know, and a lot of us are guilty of this, but don't hide your keys under the doormats. Okay, the first place that a burglar is going to look is under your mat or under the rocks, flower pots, door ledges, and areas like that. So don't leave your spare keys in those particular locations. Now, if you must leave a key just for emergency purpose, give it to a trusted friend or one of your trusted neighbors. One thing I shouldn't have to say, but I must. But make sure you lock your windows and doors. And that's not if you're leaving. If you're leaving just for a few minutes, make sure you lock your doors and your windows. Something else we're guilty of, posting the fact that we're going somewhere on social media. Never do that. Okay? Mm-hmm. Never do that. And don't leave information on your answering machine. You know, this is Lonnie. I'll be out of town for 7 days. Leave a message, and I'll call you back when I return. That's not a, even though folks do it, not good. It's not a good practice. It's just best to say that you're busy at the moment. Leave a name and number, and I'll call you, you know, when I can. Whatever. If at all possible, if you have call forward on your telephone, go ahead and forward that number to your cell number. So you're still giving the appearance that you're at your home. You want to utilize things like timers. If you got low voltage lighting that you can use outside, motion. Use all those things because, if you make it difficult for the burglar, he'll go to the place of least resistance. So you want to use all those type of little inexpensive things to simulate some type of activity going on in your home. Make sure, if you have a trusted neighbor, make sure he grabs your papers, your newspapers, or those handbills. You know, I don't know if you guys have those problems in Atlanta. They're notorious for all these handbills here in Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
You go to work, you come back, there's 10 handbills on your porch. If you have a trusted neighbor, have them pick all that stuff up for you. Also, make sure that this is kind of like a Christmas tip. Don't display your Christmas tree right there and directly in front of the window with your gifts in plain view because we know that's all it is, an invitation for the burglar to, you know, check his inventory, check his list twice, and decide what he's going to steal from you once he knows you're out of town. But those are some of the just basic things other than, you know, installing deadbolts, strike plates, window locks, hinges, door viewers, alarm systems. I mean, these are the best things that you can install, and they're not that expensive. Mm-hmm. If you have sliding doors, put a 2x4 in the slot of the sliding door so it can't be forced open. Just the little things will go a long way. And again, if the crook, those bottom feeders, if they find that there's resistance at your home, they will definitely go to the next home, you know, which displays a little less resistance. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Wow. Oh, yes, it does. Great information. Thank you so much for that. And in case you're just joining us, we are talking with Security Specialist Lonnie out of Michigan. He has been so wonderful in coming back on our show for part two and giving us some great information so that we can indeed make sure that we do have a happy, happy holiday. And, you know, not just, you know, with purchasing gifts and receiving gifts, but making sure we're safe at the same time as well. So we do appreciate all the information. And then you've been a guest on our show year after year, and we certainly do appreciate it. And I want to thank you so much again for what you do and being concerned with making sure that we are, and we remain safe.
Well, I thank you for having me, and anything that, any advice that I can give to just help us stay safe is it's a blessing to me. So I appreciate you having me, and you know, I'll bounce in and then listen at your show and chirp in when necessary.
All right, great. Well, thanks again, and certainly have a Merry Christmas and a happy and prosperous New Year.
All right, you and Denise do the same as well.
Thank you so much, Lonnie.
Okay, and you guys enjoy, give some good information, and I'll be listening.
All right. Good night.
Good night.
Okay, Denise. Wow, just a lot of information, and just really, really always excited when he comes on to enlighten us. Want to talk also, guys, about, you know, just kind of some gift-giving ideas. We've gotten some messages about, you know, what are appropriate gifts to give, and especially during a recession time, what really are good gifts? Well, actually, any gift that you give and it comes from the heart, that's considered a good and thoughtful gift. As far as the recession, it's not about how much you spend. It's about, you know, something directly coming from your heart. I could bake someone cookies and give them to them. Give someone a nice card. Give them a meal. It's just so many different things that you don't have to really feel as though, you know, you are overextending yourself. And just kind of, Denise, like to recap, we want to, you know, Evo and Lonnie had mentioned that, yeah, we are getting down to crunch time because today is, what, the 16th? So there's, what, 9 more shopping days or 8 more shopping days, if you will, in the year. So we want to remember that the holidays, no matter whether it's, you know, you're at crunch time or not, it is just no excuse to be rude. And I always like to say, pack your patience and manners before heading out to do your holiday shopping. And a lot of times the holidays can sometimes, or the stress from it anyway, can turn you into a rude Grinch if you allow it.
Very true.
And, especially, you know, when it comes to the last minute shopping. And of course, it should be a season, a joyful time to celebrate with friends and loved ones. But one thing that can put you on the edge is waiting until the last minute to go out. And you also want to stick to your budget. You know, have a plan, you know, before you go out. You want to make a list of what you want to purchase, for whom you want to shop. And you want to include the sizes, colors, and be sure when you check out to request gift receipts. So that in the event that they need to make an exchange, it's very convenient to be able to make that exchange. And, of course, Lonnie had reminded us to shop at a busy time, if at all possible, which is usually the earlier part of in the daytime. And if that isn't possible, you want to take some extra patience. I was out a little bit earlier today, and I was thinking, I don't believe I am out in all of this. And they were short with cashiers checking out, Denise, and I was like, wow, what is going on? So then I thought to myself, okay, you chose to go out, so you got to reach in and get that patience. So I said, okay. So that's what I did. And then if you don't really know what to get someone, you know, gift cards, a lot of, they are really convenient but sometimes they can be a little impersonal. So, you know, unless you have someone that's just really challenging to shop for, then a gift card, I'm sure they'll be really, really happy and they can choose for themselves. And of course, you do want to remember to be courteous, patient, and of course, like we were just talking about, and careful when you're shopping. Be patient with other customers and customer service reps. You know, this is the most challenging time of the year, especially customer service reps, right, Denise?
It is. You know. There's all kinds of people coming out to shop who normally don't shop a lot, and so it makes it kind of difficult sometimes when people aren't as courteous or patient because they're not used to being out. So, again, that patience is very important on both sides.
Mm-hmm. I know I was talking to a lady at church this morning, and she was telling me that she told her sister that this was her last year that she was going out to shop because she said they were out for so many hours on yesterday, and it was just real stressful. So she told her, look, I'm not going out to shop anymore. This is it. From now on, or for the years to come, I'll have cash and gift cards, and they can do it for themselves. And I think you gave her a year in advance notice, so,
that's good.
Good.
I'd like to say that to my sister sometimes, too.
So it's like, okay, that's it. Well, you know, then, you know, you can give a gift of a smile, a thank you, a compliment, a kind word. Of course, after all, the nicer you are to your fellow man, the more you will contribute to the true reason for the season. And I just wanted to say, too, we talk to, we work with a lot of children. Just in light of the terrible tragedy, I do want to mention that in Connecticut, you know, we just really want to have just a quick moment of silence for those families and for that community. And also going to ask you all, if you believe in the power of prayer, please pray for that community to heal. You know, it was such a terrible tragedy to hear that news. It was just unbelievable. So, you know, please continue to lift them up in prayer that they will be comforted at such a terrible, terrible time. And, of course, each and every week, we always want to talk about kindness. It says, dear ladies, I'm writing to say thank you for your kindness in doing your show. I appreciate how you've given us great information each week and taught us how to be considerate unlike other talk shows. Yours has substance as you try to make the world a polite place to live. I hope you both keep up the great work. And it also says, for many years to come, I nominate your show as the talk show of the year. Best regards, Madeline Camici, and she is out of Massachusetts. And I must say, Madeline, thank you so very much for that.
That is wonderful for her to do that. Thank you, Madeline.
Yeah, that means so much to us. And we certainly are. We are definitely trying to make the world a polite place to live. And we just definitely applaud you for taking time, to deliver that message to us. And, of course, we do say each week to initiate an act of kindness, and especially during this time of the year. So we appreciate that. Well, Denise, in case you forgot, this is actually our fourth anniversary of doing What is Etiquette Anyway. So, hey guys, we thank you. We know we have so many of you that have been with us for this entire time period, and we thank you so much. We thank you for continuing to support our show, to listen, everyone who calls and emails and sends us messages. Remember, never tire of loyalty and kindness. Hold these virtues tightly. Write them deep within your heart. And thanks again for tuning in, for inviting your friends and family as well to tune in and listen. That's how our audience has grown. And we will talk again soon. Have a happy, blessed holiday. Good night. God bless.
You've been listening to What is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show. Don't forget to initiate a random act of kindness this week. Thanks for listening, and please join us again next week when we'll discuss another exciting topic.